broadcasting from the financial capital of the world. This is NBRFM, New York City.
And we're back, and our next caller is in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. It's Carol Kivler. She is the founder at Carol Kivler. She's a mental health speaker, author, and advocate. Hello, Carol. How are you today?
I'm well, Sal.
That's great. And Carol, let's start out with your web address so folks know where to find you on the web.
So my web address is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Kivler, K-I-V as in Victor, L-E-R, .com.
What are some of the things that you do there in your company?
Yeah, some of the things that we do is we deliver presentations to hospitals, treatment centers, conferences on living with a mental health disorder, basically depression and anxiety, and how to bring hope to depression, and more importantly, how to let people recognize that you can, in fact, recover from depression and anxiety.
And you have various forms of presentations that you do for this?
I do. My most popular one right now is Starting the Dialogue, Depression in the Workplace, because believe it or not, depression is the number one cause of disability worldwide today.
In the workplace specifically?
In the workplace specifically.
And what does that stem from? A bad experience at work generally, or something in a person's past? I mean, I'm sure each case is its own case, but generally speaking.
Generally speaking, it's a combination. It's a combination of environment, but it's also a combination of genetics as well.
I see. So, you go into these companies then and help coach people along? Is that how it works?
Well, I actually help managers speak to individuals that they seem to think that something is not quite right with the individual. So how do I start that dialogue to even tell them that I'm concerned that you're missing deadlines, you're not making meetings, and things of that nature, so that they open that dialogue? See, the problem, Sal, is that there's still so much stigma surrounding mental health disorders that people are even afraid to let anyone know that they are challenged in fear that it's going to limit their career.
In your experience, are you finding we're seeing more of this as time goes on because of the new stressors that we have around us, between the stress that technology puts on people and different kinds of addiction and abuse?
I would agree. Yes, I think what's happening is that we are in a compressed society. It's never enough. Corporations are trying to get the most out of any individual. And what happens is people are under enormous amounts of stress, both in their personal and professional life. And then if you add in the component that there's a genetic part to this depression and anxiety, it hits its tipping point and they tip over.
Okay, Carol, you've been doing this for over a decade now. Can you tell us the walk up to it? What got you into this field?
Yes, well, my personal story is that I was a part-time college adjunct. And I had my first depression at the age of 40. And then for the next 10 years, I had three more psychotic breaks. And based on my experience, I decided to go public, or to reveal, as I like to say, to reveal to heal. And what it was to tell my story to help others so that they didn't struggle in silence and ended up getting the help that they needed to be the best that they could be.
Now, I know you've written a series of books. Did they result from your journey, so to speak? Do they cover different topics in addition from your experience at work?
Yes, they do. They cover my first book, Blessings, My Journal of Gratitude, is really just that, a gratitude journal. The second one, Will I Ever Be the Same Again? Transforming the Face of Depression and Anxiety, is my story, but then it also has a recovery model that is placed not only on the patient, but the family, as well as the healthcare professional. My next book is Mental Health Recovery Boosters, How to Sustain Mental Wellness, and those are short little devotionals so that you get something to think about during the day to keep yourself in wellness. And then my final one is the ABCs of Recovery, and it's a little pocket guide for people to carry with them to remind them some of the healthy things they can do to, in fact, stay in wellness.
How do you connect with the people that you work with? Do they seek you out? Do you have different ways of reaching out to them?
I do. many doctors give my name out as a patient advocate, someone that has gotten to the other side of this illness. So I get a lot of calls from people around the country seeking help, not only on depression and anxiety, but on electroconvulsive therapy, since I had a positive response to that treatment. That's one way. I have a marketing assistant, and she does a lot of outreach to conferences where I can speak. Actually, I'm speaking at the Kennedy Forum. I believe it's in May of this coming year. And also, I'm speaking at a lot of HR, human resource development conferences on around the country, talking about this topic.
Carol, we're running a little short on time. We've got about another minute, and I'd like to ask you about challenges that you've overcome in your field as you move forward, and some challenges that remain out there, some hurdles you still want to overcome in terms of reaching out to people.
Well, the biggest challenge, well, the challenge is, first of all, accepting your illness is probably the most important thing that you can do, and not only accepting it, but then not allowing it to define you. That was the first challenge, getting over being embarrassed about the illness. Right now, the biggest challenge is getting people help, because still, Sal, two-thirds of treatable mental health disorders go untreated because the stigma holds people back from actually seeking treatment.
Carol Kivler is the founder at Carol Kivler, a mental health speaker, author, and advocate. And Carol, if we could wrap up today, if you could please share with us once again your web address, social media contact points, and telephone, email, however you feel comfortable people reaching out to you.
Surely. You can reach me at area code 609-882-8988 or at carolkivler, carolkivler.com. My email address is carolkivler@gmail.com.
Carol Kivler, thank you very much for taking time out to speak with us today, and I wish you the best in the future, okay?
Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you very much. And we're going to be back with more right after this.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.